Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hey, Jessica, this is Fernando. I have Ms. Sydney Daniels on the line.
Sydney? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll take it from here. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
Hi. So again, my name is Jessica. The call is being recorded here. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No.
No, okay. And you're willing to affirm that's a law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was your baby diagnosed with?
NEC.
The necrotizing enterocolitis. I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah.
Was there any like injury sustained, like death, ongoing gastrointestinal issue, bowel issues, scarring?
Ongoing gastro and bowel movement issues. I have to give him enema every day now.
Okay.
He's 4 years old.
Gosh,
it's very traumatizing.
Okay, I'm so sorry. And you would have medical records showing proof of the diagnosis or injuries, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And then what date, and this could be just best to your knowledge, were they diagnosed?
I believe it was March. Maybe it was at the end of February of 2020. Because he was born beginning of February of 2020.
Okay. So the last week of February, you said? So maybe like the
23rd. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then were they diagnosed after being fed the formula or before?
After.
After, okay. Do you know how long they were being fed the formula before being diagnosed?
Well, he got it day one of his life.
Okay.
You know, like days.
So within the 7 days?
Yeah, within the 7 days, yes.
Okay. And do you know what brand of formula was used?
It was Similac Special.
Similac. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the facility where they were diagnosed?
At St. Joseph Hospital.
St. Joseph. In what city?
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Is that on East 19th Ave?
Yes.
Were they also born at that same hospital?
Correct.
Okay. And, okay, next year, who is filing the claim? Your mother, correct?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And is you said he still is alive, correct?
Yes, thank God. Yes, ma'am.
Good.
After a lot of surgeries, after a lot of complications.
Yeah.
And
gosh. So you do have authority to speak, or excuse me, sign on behalf of him. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was his gestational age at birth? Like how far along were you?
I had him at 32 weeks.
32 weeks. Okay. And he was he diagnosed at the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
He was diagnosed at the hospital. He was actually in the NICU for the first, 17, 18 days, because he's like, it kept vomiting. He didn't really poop. Like, there was so many complications with his tummy, and I couldn't figure it out why.
Yeah, gosh, I'm so sorry.
Because in the beginning, you just don't know. Like, you're just
yeah,
so confused,
scary.
You know? Like,
gosh. Okay, what's his date of birth?
2-1-2020.
And how old is he now?
He's 4.
4, okay. And then... can you provide a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And then were there any other family members, friends that were also fed the formula, anything like that?
Well, his sisters, yes.
His sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she's okay?
She has constipation problems.
Okay. Okay. And then next year you said the main injury or medical problem was the necrotizing enterocolitis. Can you confirm his gender for me?
Ma'am.
Okay, and then his first name?
M-A-L-I-C-K.
M-A-L-I-C-K?
Yes, Malik.
Okay, perfect. And then his last name?
D-A-Y-E.
D-A-Y-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then does he have a suffix at all, like junior, second, third, fourth?
No.
No. Okay. And then he is the child. And then are you able to provide his social?
Yes, I have his social.
Okay.
You want me to give you his last four?
The full one if you have it.
Bear with me.
What was it?
Yes, bear with me. Let me
okay. Back. No worries. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay. Sorry. I'm just trying to process all of this. It just brings back a lot of...
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It's okay. I know. It's process. It's 204. 37. 2-4-4-0.
Okay, and again, it's 204-37-2-4-4-0?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll get your information, the signer. Sydney, it's a S-Y-D-N-E-Y?
Yes.
And then you said your last name's Daniel? D-A-N-I-E-L?
E-L.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then you are a parent. And then may I have your date of birth?
3-2-92.
3-2-1992?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your social?
6-1-1-8-8-4-8-9.
Okay, and again, it was... 561-1-8-8-4-8-9?
Yes.
Okay. And then...
No, I'm sorry, repeat it.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, can you repeat it?
Yeah, it was 561-1-8-8-4-8-9?
No, it's
651-1-8. Oh, 1 second. 651-1-8-8-4-8-9. 8-4-8-9. Okay. So the 651. That's the beginning. Okay. And then we do have an email here. It looks like it's your first name, Bean, B-E-A-N, 197 at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then is this the best phone number to reach you on, the one you're speaking on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is it your cell phone?
It is my cell phone, correct.
Cell phone. Okay. Perfect. And then may I have your mailing address?
5127 Chandler Way.
What is it? Chandler? Oh.
Chandler. C-H-A-N-L-D-E-R. No. C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. Is that in Denver?
Denver, Colorado. Yes, ma'am. 80239.
Okay. Perfect. So 5127 Chandler Way, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes.
Okay. And then your next year, the documentation, you would have official documents to show your power of attorney, like your name's listed on the birth certificate.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then is Sydney Daniel what's showing on the birth certificate?
Yeah. Sydney Daniel, yes. His mother.
Okay. And then you said, before I get into the birth information, were there any of the following issues during pregnancy, like hyperintensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
No? Okay. And then we'll go through the birth information. Was your child born prematurely?
So less than 40 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
He was born at 32 weeks.
And then you said he was born in Colorado?
In Colorado, yeah.
Okay.
I was almost 32 weeks, so I was still considered 31 weeks in doctor's eyes, but I always tell people I was 32 weeks, but in the doctor's eyes, they said I was still 31.
Okay. Do you want me to keep 32 weeks, or should we change it to 31?
I mean, I was like 3 days away from 32 weeks. I don't really know. You can just leave it at 32.
Okay.
Oh, just put 31, just because the doctor said I was 31, really.
The doctor,
in my head, I was just 32.
Okay. No worries. I'll do that.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. And then, let's see here. Was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Correct. And then
okay. Do you know, and these could be approximate dates, but what day he was admitted into the NICU?
He was admitted, I believe. Oh, no. Yeah, I do remember. He was born 2-1. He was admitted 2-3.
2-3.
2-4. Yeah. He had a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Day 3 of his life, and then he had a surgery again on like February 25th to remove like whatever in his stomach was. It was like it's like to move like his intestines and his like tummy in that area.
A laparotomy. Laparotomy.
Yes, there you
okay.
go. Yes, that was the surgery he had. Yes. And it was so traumatizing. And then he had another ostomy bag because of it. So they pulled his intestine out, put his ostomy bag by his stomach. But then he had a wear ostomy bag for 10 months of his life.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was like, he was a baby. He used to yank his ostomy bag off, like poop everywhere. And,
Do you know what day he was estimately discharged from the NICU?
He was discharged from the NICU. Let me see. March. Yeah. I want to say around like middle of March.
Okay.
Maybe let me look at his. Let me see if I can find any of his old papers. That's the 13th, March 13th.
13th. Okay.
Yeah, March 13th.
And then.
So he was hospitalized for a long time, from February to March.
Okay. And then the, let's see. Do you remember his birth weight?
He was so tiny. Oh, my goodness. He was only 4 pounds and, like, 9 ounces. 8 ounces, 9 ounces.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through the baby formula information. Do you remember the estimated day they first started giving him the formula? This is just best to your knowledge.
Day one, day two of his life?
Day one or two.
Day two of his life, yeah.
So maybe the second? February 2nd,
yes.
2020? Okay.
Yes.
Do you know when he approximately stopped using the formula?
After his surgery. So in March.
March.
Yeah,
and
so he was on the formula, I wouldn't say like about a month.
Almost.
Like, yeah, 5 to 6 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks or 5 to 6 weeks, one of those.
Okay.
Definitely. Because I remember I had to switch him. Oh, it was just.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the possible connection between the baby formula and the child being diagnosed? Or when? Excuse me. Do you know, like, what year estimately you first found out?
2020,
okay. And then, do you know if your child was fed either the formula or the fortifier?
It was formula. It was a similar special care.
Okay. And then you said that they want to know if there were any symptoms after drinking the cow-based formula. You said he had
vomiting, like he
vomiting.
Was throwing up like excesses. His like tummy was bloated, he was just cranky all the time.
Any like diarrhea?
Diarrhea, yeah.
Okay.
He had a little bit of blood, like he had bloody stool, kind of. I know. And then he would be he was lethargic, like he was just like no energy. Like he lost weight. He had no energy. Mm-hmm. He was just like his. He had no, like, color in his, like, cheeks and all. Babies had those rosy little cheeks. He didn't have rosy cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it was,
And, again, you would have a copy of the medical records as well, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And if need be, are you able to, if, say, they can't get it for whatever reason, would you be able to send it either via mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay.
And there was a lot of blood work he has a whole history of it. And I have his surgeon's names, like, he went through 6 surgeries. Like, it's just,
okay.
It just gets me sometimes very emotional because he just is my baby.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And do you remember the last year he was treated for the neck-related issues?
It was all in 2020. Like, all of the surgeries were in 2020 for the NEC.
Okay. So, like, March time, probably?
Yeah, March. Yeah. Okay. And he had to get continuous surgeries because it was more than he had NEC, plus he had... like, his colon, like, I don't know all the medical terms, but...
No, it's okay. Often. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor?
Let me see.
And you said it was all at St. Joseph, right?
It was all at St. Joseph, yes.
Okay.
She was a really cute lady. Her name was Dr. Lenko Blake. Lena
Dr.
Blake.
Lena Blake.
L-E-I-G-H.
Okay.
Beko.
What was it?
Beko, B-A-K-E-L, not Blake.
B-A-L.
I always remember it by the street name. I'm sorry.
It was B-A-L-K-O?
B-A-K-E-L. Beko?
Okay, I see.
Yeah, it was all at St. Joseph Hospital. Lots of nights over there.
Okay, one moment. He had treatments there as well?
St. Joseph, yes.
Okay. And then lastly here. The emergency contacts will be request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. We'd only contact them if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Would you want to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, 720.
Oh, okay. Do they live with you?
Oh, sorry. Her name is Joyce. J-O-Y-C-E.
Do they live with you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then you said Joyce. Same last name?
Yep. Same last name.
And then you said mother?
Yes.
And then their phone number?
720-394-9558.
9558, okay. So bear with me. Let me just make sure nothing else is needed. And then one moment while I'm doing that, I'm going to just put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment.